Okay, I'm in the belly of the underbelly here in Hoxton Square with the three members of Midway Steel, Declan, Russell and Paul. Hello.
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 Nice to meet you. Thanks for having a chat with us, because you're on stage in a few hours' time. Now, we're just going to have a quick introduction about the band. You were formed in 1991, and that was the first year I saw you live. It makes me feel really old, which is great. Mm-hmm. You had a fairly major impact pretty quickly. Did a Peel session. NME said that you were Britain's answer to Nirvana, mm-hmm. and yeah, two albums come out, and then 1994 it all ended. What happened? Did you split up, or did you just take a long hiatus?
What happened was Declan got his girlfriend pregnant.
Oh, okay, start with a bit of scandal.
Thereby, okay. Having to go and be sensible,
and my solo career took off massively.
And that's it. So he went off, and we tried another drummer. It didn't work, and we just gave up.
What happened in the meantime after that? I mean, you couldn't just have all lost the bug and didn't want to do music again.
No, I did some music. I did a band called Grouch, and then I played a bit with Snuff, and a band called Minuteman, and
I think I remember Minuteman, yeah.
Minuteman, quite good. I was bass player in Minuteman for a while. Founding bass player.
Did it have a song
then
called
replaced
Big,
by
Big
a bloke
Boy,
called Russell Lee.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Big Boy, yeah, Big
yeah,
Boy.
Big Boy,
which
I remember,
was
yeah.
the tune on Match of the Day.
It was,
for
yeah, it
a
was.
While.
It was very radio friendly, that one, wasn't it?
It was. It was a good little album. But, nothing came of that. It seems to be the effect I have on bands. Nothing ever comes of it. But, that's my career in a nutshell, really. Nothing much more to say about that.
Okay, Russell, what were you up to at the time? Well, actually, you weren't in the band at the time, were you?
I wasn't in the original lineup. No, I was when these guys were playing the Reading Festival. I was doing my GCSEs. So,
right.
I didn't come along until 2000, I think.
Yeah.
I met Dec in uni in Wales. And I moved to London. He moved back to London. And
hang on a minute, uni. I'm just trying to piece this together. What year was that?
Started in 97.
So you went back to uni, didn't you?
I went back to study art, yes, and then met Russell. That was in Swansea, so I lived in Wales for about 4 years, and then basically came back to London in 2001? 2000. Was it 2000? Yeah. And then, you know, hooked up again with Paulie socially, and we sort of said we were going to start, you know, just trying to basically start doing Midway Steel again. And John, little John, Jan, didn't want to do it. So I'd met Russell in Wales. Russell had come to live in London as well. So we asked Russell, knowing that he played bass, and he's been with us ever since. Yeah,
right.
longer than we have. He's been in Midway Steel longer than me. In a strange sort of way.
Yeah, not quite sure how that works out, but yeah.
It doesn't work at all, does it?
A couple of gigs in 2000 and then another long gap, and then 2005.
I think that's the way we do it. And we had an album last year. We're probably going to do another album.
Oh, right, we'll talk about that in a minute. Yeah,
yeah, and then take another 5 years off and then come back again. Yeah, it never actually sort of stops. It just a nice big gap. You know, for one reason or another, I don't know what it is.
It sort of averages out since 2000 until what? 2009 maybe 2010, it works out about one average of one gig a year or something.
Yeah,
right, doesn't it?
About that.
And then once we did the Note to Self album,
Is that a pace that you're comfortable with at the moment, because you probably, you know, we've all got other things going on in our lives.
It's a bit too fast for us. It's a bit too hectic. If we could slow it down a tad, we would.
Okay, now Note to Self was your third album, not including any compilations and stuff like that. And how long was that in the making? Was it 17 years, or did you knock it up in a few months?
No, it was actually done very quickly. I mean, the songs, probably had all the songs. We managed to rehearse them and get them sort of recorded. Well, I don't know, how long were we rehearsing them for, roughly?
We rehearsed for maybe 2 or 3 months.
Yeah.
And then recorded in a week. Well, recorded the drums in a weekend, and then the bass in a weekend.
The drums and bass. The drums and bass were done in basically a weekend, pretty much. Yeah. And then Paul basically goes off and puts everything else on it, and then I come back. I think that's how it works. Yeah.
He does his magic.
So it all came together quite quickly then. I mean, were a lot of the songs sort of festering for all that time, and in the back of the heads, or was it all brand new stuff?
No, a lot of the songs quite old, I mean, I'm just trying to think what's on the album.
In Your Room's old, isn't it?
In Your Room's very old. I mean, In Your Room's very old. Yeah. It Ain't Right is my... I mean, that's about... that's I was still living in Oval. That's about 94. So there lay a lot of stuff hanging around that obviously wasn't right for other bands. Grouch was trying to be a bit more technology and stuff, so it didn't quite work as well. So these, I don't know, the songs seem to work for Midway Still. You know, when you, some songs that I write are better for Midway Still than for something else.
Metallica.
Yeah.
Or anybody, we could list loads of names. Yeah. Okay, so you already mentioned that you're thinking of writing, or you are writing a new album, is that right?
We are in the process. We have a load of songs, and we are rehearsing those songs at the moment. And fingers crossed, in the next, by the end of the month, we're going to start recording. So,
Any of them going to get a live airing tonight?
One. Okay. One song.
Because your last album is quite new to me. I haven't seen you play any of that live yet.
Oh, right, okay.
And suddenly it's a bit of a culture shock hearing another album.
Have you heard, you've heard the Notes of Self album?
We played it a lot on the radio.
Okay,
and
so what
brilliant,
did you make of it?
Brilliant. Yeah. Really enjoy it. It sounds like, this isn't meant to be an insult, it sounds like you never left off, that it's 20 years old, you know? But I know that comes
over... thank you very much.
I know that comes over as an insult, but the point is it seems like there's a continuity, and it doesn't sound out of date. It's
good.
You know, it's bass guitar and drums. It's pretty standard formula, but it doesn't sound dated. It sounds it could be of the time, and you can say the same about Dahl Square and so on.
Yeah, fantastic.
What do you think about the reaction? Have you had a good reaction generally?
Yeah, in all seriousness, I mean, I suppose every band does that classic thing where they go, "Oh, this is our best record," but I think it is. I think I think we were quite clueless back in the day, in a way, in a nice way. But I think we're actually we know what we're doing now.
When we did Dahl Square, we had literally no idea. I mean, this first time I'd ever been in a big studio, we had no idea what we were doing. We were produced by Don Fleming, who was completely trashed every day by breakfast. And we didn't know what we were doing. And, you're thrown into that environment, the stuff you're going to produce is not that great. And I don't mind it, but it doesn't sound great, and it's a shame. It could have been better.
It could have been a hell of a lot better,
But still, we're talking about the older stuff, aren't we?
Yes.
That still had a massive impact
time. Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean, and that's we're aware of that. And it is, it's of its time, and I think it is, I'm very proud of what we did. Immensely proud. But, in hindsight, it's just, if we had a chance to do it slightly better, I think we would have, But we didn't.
In fact, we were thinking about re-recording Dahl Square in its entirety.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Again.
With different instruments.
Yeah. Yeah. Flute and
accordion.
And
a German umpa sort of way.
I think there's a big market for that.
Yeah, in Germany, yeah.
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 Do you still get people who come up to you from the old days say, "I didn't realise you were still going, and it's good to hear you're still doing stuff again"? So,
when we played, we did a few gigs around the country last year. And in places, it's just I'm amazed anyone comes out to see us at all. And you'd go to Exeter and you'd have, 30 or 40 people there who last saw you 20 years ago, and they actually bother to come out. And I'm amazed. And likewise, when we went to Japan, where we'd never been, there was people coming up to us going like, "Oh, I've been waiting 20 years for you to come." Like, oh my God, that's totally bizarre.
That's amazing. Yeah,
It's you do get people doing that, and it's very weird.
What do you think of the blog? Because Midway Still aren't coming back. Was that a bit of a surprise when you saw that? Or was it something
I like that. Yeah. It's publicity anyway.
Yeah.
Of course,
I feel
sorry.
I must have been one of a million people who pointed out the error of his ways. Actually,
all the bands he chose one that did come back. Gutted.
Yeah, that was quite impressive. He could have chose Sleep or something. Okay, so what kind of stuff are you listening to at the moment? Are you, I don't know whether any new music's influencing what you're doing, or whether you're just enjoying the old late 80s, early 90s classics?
I don't know, there's a few things. I mean, Yeah, I mean, funny enough, there's a great band at the moment I saw the other week from Bristol called Caves. I don't know if you're familiar with Caves. Blew my socks off completely. They're really good. A band called Bangers. Do you know Bangers?
No, I don't know Bangers. No.
Bangers are great. I think Bangers, I don't know where Bangers are from. They might be from Leicester or somewhere. And they're very good, yeah. Because occasionally I play in a band called Southport with Simon, who used to be in Snuff. So we get to, that's more of a, there's like a sort of punky scene that goes on. You just occasionally see these bands that normally I would never leave the house and see. Right. But Caves were particularly amazing, absolutely amazing.
Oh, good, we'll have to check them out.
Yeah, you should. Yeah.
Any from really you two?
There's a band, I'm not just plugging them because they're from Northern Ireland, but the band called Lafaro from Belfast. Lafaro are just an incredible, I think they're labelled post-hardcore, whatever the hell that means. But it seems to suit them, and they're quite incredible, incredibly powerful band live, which we were lucky. They were playing last night, the night before in London. We were rehearsing, so we couldn't get to see them, but we saw them a few months back, and they blew us away. Really, really good, yeah.
I've been listening to a great young man called Slayer. Amazing.
I'm familiar with his work.
Yeah, they're amazing.
We're just kids, you know.
Yeah, I don't know. I do. Deck and Russ usually play me stuff, and I go, wow, that's really good, and then forget what it was.
Yeah. We get it all the time, don't worry. Okay, well, we're going to wrap it up now, just before the next band starts sound checking. So, like I say, Deck and Russell and Paul, many thanks for having a chat with us, and looking forward to the gig tonight. Thanks.
Thank you.
Bye. Bye.